Kluge, The Haphazard Construction of the Human Mind, by Gary Marcus. Narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2008 by Gary Marcus. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Houghton Mifflin and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Remnants of History. It has been said that man is a rational animal. All my life I have been searching for evidence which could support this. Bertrand Russell. Are human beings noble in reason and infinite in faculty, as William Shakespeare famously wrote? Perfect, in God's image, as some biblical scholars have asserted? Hardly. If mankind were the product of some intelligent, compassionate designer, our thoughts would be rational, our logic impeccable, our memory would be robust, our recollections reliable. Our sentences would be crisp, our words precise, our languages systematic and regular, not besotten with irregular verbs, sing-sang, ring-rang, yet bring-brought, and other peculiar inconsistencies. As the language maven Richard Lederer has noted, there would be ham and hamburger, egg and eggplant. English speakers would park in parkways and drive on driveways, and not the other way around. At the same time, we humans are the only species smart enough to systematically plan for the future, yet dumb enough to ditch our most carefully made plans in favor of short-term gratification. Did I say I was on a diet? But three-layer chocolate mousse is my favorite. Maybe I'll start my diet tomorrow. We happily drive across town to save $25 on a $100 microwave, but refuse to drive the same distance to save exactly the same $25 on a $1,000 flat-screen TV. We can barely tell the difference between a valid syllogism, such as all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal, and a fallacious counterpart, such as all living things need water, roses need water, therefore roses are living things, which seems fine until you substitute car batteries for roses. If I tell you that every sailor loves a girl, you have no idea whether I mean one girl in particular, say Betty Sue, or whether I'm really saying to each his own. And don't even get me started on eyewitness testimony, which is based on the absurd premise that we humans can accurately remember the details of a briefly witnessed accident or crime years after the fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?